feedback episode of AnimeCons TV. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Doug. Each month we look at all your feedback, be it voicemails, regular emails, and just do some general housekeeping to answer all the questions. Housekeeping. This month we've got some voicemails, an email, and as always we share a list of upcoming conventions. So let's start it off with the voicemail.
Are you planning a long drive to a new convention in an unfamiliar car? Look at your fuel gauge. There's an arrow that points to the side of the car that has the gas cap.
I literally just learned this like a month ago, and I felt so stupid. So this is very useful advice for Movie Phone Guy. Thank you. So if you guys have advice like this, I mean, it kind of affects conventions, because sometimes you might like rent a car or borrow someone else's car. Like, I would not drive my car to a convention right now, because it probably fell apart. So it's really, that was very helpful information to know.
The more you know.
All right, we have another one.
Get you.
I think that was the wrong number.
Yeah, wrong number.
I think they got the wrong number.
All right, I think let's try this one.
One more.
AnimeCons TV, the fans, I present to you a challenge by Christmas. Go forth and do.
So, challenge to you guys, you our viewers, to go forth and do at Christmas. You know what I think that means? The do part? You should buy us presents.
I like this idea. I'm partial to red.
Yeah. No, but do awesome stuff at Christmas.
Yeah. Go forth and
do. Or whatever you celebrate this holiday.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Saturnalia or whatever they
call
it.
Happy hockey season.
Big Bang Theory. Okay, so next we have an email. So, dear AnimeCons, first, I wanted to say that your website is amazing and helpful. Thank you, Patrick does an awesome job. I like looking up the different anime conventions from across the U.S. Each state has one, but why not Rhode Island? Is it because it is the smallest state, or is it another reason altogether? In any case, I also like your AnimeCons TV videos. It also is as helpful as it is interesting. Thank you. It must be cool to travel to different conventions and report back to Otaku HQ.
I'm calling my house that from now on.
If I may also ask, what advice and tips would you guys offer to anyone who wants to do what you guys do, being a convention reviewer? Again, thank you all for your time. Later. Well, in addition to no cons in Rhode Island, there are also no cons in Delaware or Wyoming. So the thing about Rhode Island and Delaware is they're in like pretty, they are small states. They're like, I think the two smallest. So they're near areas. So it's not like we're talking about Nebraska, where like if you're living in Nebraska, that might be it. Just going to NebraskaCon or whatever it's called. If you live in Rhode Island, then you can hop over to Hartford and go to Kineticon, or you can hop to Boston and go to Anime Boston, or down to New York for. But if you're for New York Comic Con, but if you're just talking anime conventions, this is no anime convention. But there's Rhode Island Comic Con, so if you're interested in comics, then that does kind of spill over to manga a little bit.
Yeah, and Delaware has Otakon right near there. I mean, I've visited friends in Pennsylvania, and we've driven through Delaware to get to Otakon, so it's right on the way. And I think that's just, it's hard to have that market to compete.
Yeah, and it's near D.C., which has two cons. It's near New Jersey, which has some cons.
So, and as far as Wyoming's just empty. I mean, I drove through it with Patrick when we moved him to California, and unfortunately there's a whole lot of nothing there, so maybe someone could start something, but I think it would be really hard just because it's a lot more spread out, not as urban, and that's where you see a lot of these cons succeed, is when they're in much more urban areas and there's a lot more accessible. And now to answer the other question, tips for being a reviewer.
Just do it.
Yeah. Go to as many different conventions as possible. Don't just keep going to the same ones. Yeah. I think that's what a lot of people kind of fall into the trap of, is they go to the same con year after year. And while it's good to have ones that you like, go out and explore. See what other cons do that's different, because each con has its strengths and its weaknesses. And I would say also just get to know people on staff on conventions. Ask them questions. Ask people that you know that go to a lot of cons. Ask what they do and what they like about it. And just, like we said, just go out and do it.
Yeah, and you can just go to like Blogspot or WordPress and start up a free blog to review these conventions. And if you're in an area that doesn't have a lot of conventions, try and reach out. I'm not sure how, just through networking in general, and see if, like, if you live on the West Coast, see if there's someone on the East Coast that you want to, that might team up with you to be like your East Coast correspondent. or like if you're in the East Coast and the West Coast, South, North, whatever. So yeah, just start. Like we say the same thing about cosplay, just start. And you have to start at the beginning and just keep with it and don't let it, you know, drop.
Don't be afraid about how your first one's gonna turn out. I mean, or if you don't have an idea how to write a review. I just remember the words of my high school English teacher who said the first cure for writer's block is writing. Mm-hmm. So just, yeah, go out, do it, and send us one our way. We'd love to see what you're doing, and maybe we can even give you some pointers.
Yep. And if anyone else has any questions, you can send us an email at podcast@animeconstv.
Now let's take a look at animecon.com's list of upcoming anime conventions for the rest of the year.
TV, Patrick reports from KrakenCon, a new one-day convention in the San Francisco Bay Area.
I sit down with Sketch and we talk about just life in Artist Alley.
And I'm going to show you how to sew some zippers into your costumes, and lots more. I beat you.
But we also do have some big news.
Big
news! And by big we mean high HD, high definition. If you want to watch AnimeCon's TV in all its HD glory and see my ugly face expanded even more, you can now find our HD feeds in iTunes or in the subscription page on animecons.tv.
And we also have an MP3 feed in case you're tired of looking at us. However, that may make some of our episodes impossible to understand without the visuals, but the feed's there for you anyway. Whatever. You can listen in the car or something.
As always, you can subscribe on iTunes at itunes.animecons.tv.
Or on YouTube at youtube.com/animeconspodcast.
Or watch us on our own site at animecons.tv.
And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/animeconstv.
At facebook.com/animeconstv.
And google.com/+animecons for Google Plus, because I don't know if anybody still uses that.
And finally, do you want us to keep playing voicemails? Then other people have to call
in. Other people!
This is not the Rue Hotline. We want your voicemails.
Call us at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. The number's right here.
Call and ask a question, offer a tip, or give us a con report. Once again, you want to get started in con reports? Here's a great way to practice.
Yeah, call us.
We want to hear what you think. Call and leave a 30 to 60 second message. And do it while you're waiting at line at a convention. That's a great way to kill time. Yeah. So once again, that 762 adequate, put that into contact at your phone so that way you'll remember it.
So then we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Yes. 3, 2. I forgot the line. Welcome to the Active Review Bag of Sony Kind of CV. Because that's a hard line to know. Alright.
They're a professional organization.
Yeah,